Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Lord, you are our one defense. You are our righteousness. Oh God, how we need you. Lord, we don't just need you on Wednesdays, on Sundays, prayer meeting night, in crisis, in trouble. No, every hour we need you. Lord, we're trusting you. We need you for righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. It's what the kingdom of God is. So we just invite your presence, Lord, in a special, powerful way, very loving way. And just permeate our meeting and each one of our beings as well, Lord. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Hey, great. I appreciate this little book that Paula got. And it's Forgettable Jokes for Older Folks. Say, one of these days you might be a senior and you won't be laughing. So anyway, so I saw something really neat here. Birthday party games for the over 50 crowd. And so what one of those is, it's not spin the bottle, no. It's spin the ointment. Similar to spin the bottle, only instead of a kiss, the winner gets a neck massage with a deep heating rub. And you can also play musical recliners. This game is a lot like musical chairs, only the music is a lot slower, and between songs, you can take a nap. You like that one, Jason? You want to play that? Okay. One more. You can also go on a senior scavenger hunt. This senior version of an old favorite has all the players helping you look for all your misplaced personal items, glasses, car keys, cell phone. Want to play? All right. I keep standing at this microphone. I don't know what I can move around. Yeah. Another senior moment. Help the pastor get to the right microphone. Okay, so I'm going to put this in turbo or ministerial overdrive so we can get out of here in time to go to Boo Ray's. But it's called finding yourself. And I don't know, did you ever lose yourself? One time I did. I had to go out and look for myself. When I found myself, I brought myself back in. So we were both here. All right, so sometimes we need to find ourselves or our true self. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 says, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us a weight of eternal glory beyond all comparison as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that seen are transient. So, we're talking about seeing something. You know, faith sees something while others don't see it. So, We're looking to see something. So we're looking at the things that are unseen. That means the things that are not seen to the normal eye. But we can see it because we have faith and we can look into God's Word and we can see things that are there that are true and that are meant for us. So God uses visuals to help us see into the unseen realm of faith, seeing yourself through the eyes of God. Wow, how different would that be? Seeing ourselves through the eyes of God. I know y'all have all heard this phrase, blind faith. Have you heard of it? You know, I looked for it in the Bible and I couldn't find it. Well, I've got an exhaustive concordance too. I mean, I went through all of it. Every verse in the whole Bible, I went through it. It's not there. No, there's no such thing as blind faith. You've heard of a leap of faith? Y'all heard of that? I think that was Richard Niebuhr or Reinhold Niebuhr as a theologian talked about a leap of faith. The Bible doesn't talk about a leap of faith. There's no leap. There's trusting what God said. God didn't approach Abraham and he said, Abraham, I want you to have some blind faith. No. Abraham, I want you to have a leap of faith. No. No, you just believe me. Trust me. So, faith is not blind, but seeing what others cannot see. Here's a good illustration. 2 Kings. I won't read the whole thing, but this is Elisha and his servant. and they're there in their little house, and they're surrounded by the enemy. I mean, you could just do a panoramic view, and there's your enemy. They've got their horses there. They've got their spears, and they're coming after Elijah. And so the servant goes, oh, no, what are we going to do? Elijah's just sitting there. He's not worried. He goes, what are we going to do? What are we actually going to do, Elisha? And Elisha said, oh, I guess you can't see what's really out there behind that army. There's an angel army. So, Lord, open up his eyes that he can see. And then he did. God opened up his eyes and he saw that angel army over there that was protecting them. Isn't that something? Maybe we need to pray that way. Lord, open up my eyes so I can see that I'm in good hands with you. I can trust you. So sometimes we just have to ask God, help us to see something that we can't see. God gave Abraham several visuals to confirm his promises. What were they? Just read it. Stars and the sand. So he said, hey, look up there in the eastern sky. Look at those stars. Can you count them? Well, I don't know that Abraham counted them, but there's about 6,000 in the eastern sky there, 6,000. You know, there's 6,000 promises in the Bible. But what he wanted to do was show Abraham a visual. He said, Abraham, see those stars? That's your descendants. I think I told you this before too, but I want you to, in your mind's eyes, look at the stars. Picture one night when you went out and saw all the stars. It was real dark. You saw them all. Yeah. I want you to know you're one of them. You're one of those stars because you're one of the descendants. You're a son. You're a daughter of Abraham. So he gave visuals to confirm his promises. And you know about the sand. He said it'll be like the sand on the seashore. So what has God shown you about yourself? Have you ever asked God to show you to yourself? You as you really are. You as God sees you. And do you accept that picture? Or do you insist on the picture you already have in your mind or what somebody else has shown you and said, that's you? No. We're not going by that. We're going to go by God and what he has said and the picture he has of you. The real you. The you God created. So what's that? Glorious, transformed, changed, capable, wise, a new creature in Christ, on your way to fulfilling your destiny. Okay, so y'all just take a minute, pull out that picture. Is it in your purse or in your wallet? No, it's in your mind's eye. What's that picture that you have of yourself? You might say, well, it's a little bit less than that. I know I'm not all that. Well, wait a minute. You're talking about what you think. You're talking about a picture in your mind. Let's talk about what God has in his mind, the picture that he has of you. So sometimes I have people, I walk in church. Sometimes people will say this to me. I'll say, hey, how are you doing? And they'll say, okay, I guess. I hope you aren't one of those that said that, but. If we get caught off guard, sometimes we go. Because you know what we're going by? We're going by a momentary feeling that we have. Maybe we're not feeling that good. Okay, I guess. Well, that's not really how you're doing according to God. You're doing much better than that. Yeah. Why minimize the image that God has of you? And why maximize the negative picture that you have of yourself? Don't do it. Start practicing. Look in the mirror, give yourself a thumbs up, and said, hey, you're doing great today. Go ahead and talk to yourself. You might answer yourself, well, I don't feel that great. Whoa, wait a minute. We're not going by your feelings. We're going by what God said. Well, I feel sort of bad. Why don't you call yourself well like God called you? So look at yourself. You're well. You're better. You're good looking. You're capable. You're just like Jesus. That's going to be the end result. That's how we're all going to look like when he finishes the Holy Spirit's job with us. will look just like Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit's work is to conform us to the image of Christ. Not that we'll just, oh, well, I'm just trying to do the best I can. Oh, I'm working on it. Oh, you got your sights too low. We're going to end up looking just like Jesus. To a mature manhood, Ephesians says, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Let's all say that one together. To the fullness of the stature of Christ. That means I'm going to grow up to be just as tall as Jesus. Just as successful as Jesus. Just as obedient as Jesus. Just as anointed as Jesus. Well, here's a fact. Your life will go to the level of the image you have of yourself. Your life will go to the level of the image you have of yourself. How many of you need to change that image a little bit better? Get a little better image. Okay. Well, you can do it. You can do it. So, what is the image that God has of you? Well, I didn't write these scriptures out, but if you want to jot them down, you can look at them later. Ephesians 6:10. Oh, what's that talking about? That's talking about the armor of God. Put on the helmet of hope, breast of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, you know, all these things. Okay. So when you go out and meet the day, is that what you look like? And you could just put your, doggone it, and I meant to download it too. I've got a picture at home of a soldier, a modern soldier, and he's ready for battle. He would never go out in his t-shirt and his underwear, would he? No. No, he's going to be encountering some opposition. He's going to meet the enemy, so he's got to put on all of his equipment. And so I see him there. He's got a machine gun like this. He's got a nice helmet on. He's got a gun belt. He's got a backpack. He's got some grenades on it. I mean, he's ready for the day, see? Yeah. So just picture yourself kind of like a soldier. You're ready for the day. You're not unequipped. You're going out equipped. And then Galatians 5:22, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Just say, hey, there's my image today. That's me. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. All of those things belong to me. That's the result of the Spirit working in my life. Somebody else might look at you and say, well, I don't see those things. Well, you don't? Well, God, just keep working it in me until others can see it. And Colossians 1, 9-13, and I forgot what that was, so let's just go on. 1 Corinthians 15, okay? That's a wrong scripture. But I just wanted to tell you the story of Gideon. Do y'all know that Gideon was the least in his family? He was not a big, strong guy. He was not a big soldier. He didn't know any of that. He didn't have that image of himself. He had a very low image of himself. When God called him to fight the battle, he said, what are you talking about? I can't do that. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. He saw himself as insignificant, unworthy, least in his family, not capable, but as incapable. But what did God say to that? Did God say, well, forget you then? Just like you. He doesn't say forget you because you have a bad image of yourself. He said, no, Gideon, you are Gideon, mighty man of valor. You're a mighty man of valor. Well, he turned out that's what he was. Not going to tell the whole story, but he won the battle, and not with 30,000 men, but with, y'all remember how many? 300. Well, what did David see when he looked and saw Goliath? 9 foot tall giant? You know, I don't think David even noticed that. No, he wasn't formidable to him. As a matter of fact, he's saying, what is everybody all worked up about and scared of this guy? Can he stand up against God? So what happened is, he said, hey, my God is so much bigger than Goliath, it's laughable. So, there's not going to be any problem defeating this guy. It's an uncircumcised Philistine. So what he did do, he minimized Goliath and he maximized God. That's how he won. So he saw him as an easy target. What did John the Baptist see when he saw Jesus coming toward him? He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." See, he saw a picture of Jesus as to what he would accomplish and how he would die on the cross for us. He just saw it all when Jesus physically was walking toward him. So experts tell us that if you want to lose weight, for instance, I don't know if anybody had that as a New Year's resolution. They said, get a skinny picture of a model and put it on your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator and say, that's me. I'm on my way. Or for you men, you know, this muscular guy, you know, put him there. You know, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm hitting the gym and I'm going to look like this when it's all done. Yeah, that's me. That's the new me. It's on the way. It's going to inspire me. Get an image of yourself that inspires you. Don't make it down here. Put it way up here, a little bit above, and going, wow, really? Yes, really. That's who you can become, who God says you are. So in the same way, picture you as Jesus envisions you and promised you would become through the work of the Holy Spirit. Second Corinthians 3:18 says, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. Into what image? Let's go back. Beholding the glory of the Lord. There's an image. And we're being transformed from one glory to another into that image. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Wow, that'll roll your socks up and down. I mean, that'll get you excited. You don't say, oh, that could never be. What are you talking like that for? That's not faith talking. Yeah, it's a negative image. You might have gotten that somewhere in the past like I did, but you didn't get it from God's Word. So, when you hit the gym, you don't expect a new body overnight. I did. I worked out once, and I said, look, it's not working. I didn't go back. I decided to take it easy on the working out. So I started out by just driving by a sporting goods store, driving real slow by. So that was a start. Yeah, I started. Then later I bought some warm-up pants and a tank top. So I kind of hit it slow. So anyway, but you know it's coming if you'll stick to the program. I'm sure Abraham looked at the stars often. Why? You've got to be reminded. Hey, I'm just reminded of God's promises. So look often into God's Word where it's a description of who you are in Christ. Look often. Remind yourself because you tend to forget, or somebody else will call you stupid or ugly or something, and it just blows that image. Why would you opt for another image besides what God has of you? Why would you do that? Well, I'm dysfunctional. How about that? Yeah, okay, I'll accept that. We are dysfunctional, but we're on our way to functional through the work of the Spirit and the truth of God's Word. Excuse me. So when you see a promise in God's Word, don't pass it by. Declare, make a declaration. When you hear it, don't say, oh, that would be nice. No, say, that's for me. That's who I am. That's what God is going to do for me. I'm not the exception. See, that all the heroes, we call them the heroes in the Bible, they were not heroes. They're just ordinary people. And God did things through them. That's the whole point of the Bible. If God did it for them, He'll do it for you. So in this life, we're looking way too low. Our expectations are way too low. Don't reject your new identity. Look up, the Bible says, for your redemption draws nigh. So those of us who have a bad to mediocre self-image, anybody, are looking in the wrong place for self-definition. Look into God's Word. Look at that picture of you. It's glorious. It's exciting. It's transforming. The devil wants to keep you on the level you are, even though you are saved and going to heaven. What a tragedy. Saved and going to heaven, but having a very low estimation of our own worth. He wants to do everything he can to stop that new creature from emerging. Now, as a young boy, I had a very poor self-image. Even though I went to church every Sunday and Sunday school, I heard the stories in the Bible, but I didn't relate to them. It was just like, oh man, what a hero. Oh, that was David. Oh, that was Gideon. Oh, that was Abraham. I didn't apply it to my life. So where did I get my self-image? Well, if I tried something and failed, you know what I thought? I can't do this. If I called up a girl and asked her for a date and she said no, I said, girls don't like me. See? So that's the wrong place to get your self-image, from other people. Parents, other people, peers. How about the news on TV? TV shows that you watch? Wouldn't it be cool if there was a channel on TV that was called The New You? And you didn't turn it to these other channels. You see something on the other, you just flip it. Hey, what am I doing watching this? This negative stuff. But, you know, shoot them up, everybody dying, bad news. If there's anything bad happens anywhere in the world, it will be on the news at 6 o'clock. So what you do is you flip it over to that other channel. It's called The New You. And then it's God showing you who you really are, the way He views you. It's all positive. Nothing negative on that channel. It's all positive. Would y'all watch TV if there was a channel like that? Just leave it on there all day long. I couldn't shake off the negative picture and low image I had of myself. So that came later. Now I feel like I'm superior to everybody. No, I haven't gotten to that place yet. I don't think we're supposed to get to that place. But I have accepted who I am in Christ. But I had to read the Bible for myself and understand what God wants to do in my life. So God sees you as a new creature, as a finished product, not where you are right now. Glory to God. Yep. So here it is. Here's who you are. Approved, filled, anointed, blessed, gifted, destined for greatness, capable, righteous, tree planted by the water, perfect in Christ. Maybe that's what you ought to, that's not a picture exactly, but you could take that and put it on your refrigerator, on your mirror. Check it out just before you go to bed. Check it out when you get up in the morning and say, that's me. It's who I am. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm going to accomplish. So don't minimize, discount, dismiss, or limit the image God has of you. Agree with God. Agree with His Word. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And you're more than a conqueror. When you woke up this morning, did you feel like a conqueror? No, you didn't? You know what? I didn't either. I didn't either, but I saw in God's Word that that's who I am. So I said, okay, God, You said I'm a conqueror. I believe it. So I'm going to go out and act like a conqueror today and realize I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Get it? Got it? Should I start over? No, don't start over. All right. Let's see what time it is. Perfect. Perfect time for us to round ourselves up and find ourselves, bring yourself back.